Hey, welcome to the Karen Kenny Show. I'm a certified spiritual mentor, hypnotist, writer, integrative change worker, and life coach. I always say, this whole being human thing is kind of like an ongoing problem. So on this show, I tell everyday stories interwoven with spiritual principles, practical tools, and plenty of humor to help us transform from pain to peace, from wound to wisdom, from your story to your glory, and ultimately, from fear back to love. Hey, welcome to the Karen Kenny Show. I am so happy to be here with you guys today. And I made myself a bunch of notes because there's a lot that I have to tell you, but I'm going to try to keep it succinct, but I want to make sure I don't forget anything. So this is episode 270, and I think I'm going to call this sucker, Why Go It Alone? Why go it alone? Meaning like a question, almost just like, yeah, like, why are we trying to go it alone? Not like making an argument for why going it alone is a good idea. It's actually the opposite of that. So we're going to dive into that. But before I do, I want to talk to you about a couple of things. Number one, so this is important for me. So beautiful human, dear listener, thank you for allowing me to share your ears for a few moments. So I'm actually recording this on May 7th. And today, May 7th, is the 43rd. I cannot even believe my mother's been gone for 43 years. But it is the 43rd anniversary of the death of my mother. And so there's a part of myself that is obviously very present and here with you and sending you so much love. And there's another part of my little kid heart that's sad and just misses her mom. So I just want to acknowledge that today is an important day in my life. Every year, I recognize my mother, her awful murder, and I try to celebrate her life and also, with the importance and seriousness of her death to not, just kind of sweep that under the rug and ignore it. In fact, I wrote a pretty long post today, and I sent out to my email list this story about why today I think something that's been on my mind. And so here's the thing. If you're not already on my email list, I highly encourage you to do that, especially if you love this podcast, meaning you love the stories that I tell in this podcast, you love the tools and the resources and stuff that I share. You're not going to want to miss out on getting on my email list, and I'll explain more why at the end, so please stick around. And tomorrow is also a big deal because tomorrow is Wednesday, May 8th. This is 2024, whenever you might be listening to this podcast, May 8th, 2024, because it is the return of my spiritual mentoring group and community, The Nest. And so I ran The Nest from May 2020 to May 2023 for 3 years, and it was amazing. And then I hit pause and I took a year off. And now I am bringing it back, and the response has been like just really fantastic, and it's touched my heart, and it's just so beautiful. And I'm so happy to be welcoming back so many beautiful humans and welcoming in some new folks. So again, if you love the kinds of things that I talk about on this show and you've been looking for a spiritual community and you no longer want to try and go it alone, I highly encourage you to also come join us in The Nest. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that at the end as well. But I want to make sure right up front, in case you don't listen to the end, that you know that to get on my email list, you simply go to karenkenny.com/signup. Or if you're interested in The Nest, you go to karenkenny.com/, that symbol slash nest, N-E-S-T. Okay. Having said that now, let's dive right in. So you're probably going to be listening to this sucker on May 9th. And I wanted to talk about why go it alone, because there's something that I see. I've seen it like for years and years and years and years and years. Okay. So this isn't like, oh, me talking about those other people. This episode is a love letter to my heart as well, right? To myself, for my ears as well. But I have seen within myself and also with other kids who have grown up with trauma. And whether that's capital T trauma, really big things happening to them, or just like, as some people would call it, small T trauma, right? Is that we learn how to be hyper independent. We learn to not have needs. We learn to not be a bother, right? We try to make ourselves really self-reliant, and we often get rewarded for that, right? If your family is in some sort of a crisis, or there's a sick sibling, or something's going on with your parents, a divorce, whatever, you know, the kids who don't need or ask for or demand a lot of attention, they often get rewarded for that by being the quote unquote easy one, or we don't have to worry about that one, or whatever the thing is. And they learn not to ask for help. And I see this continuing on, especially with the people that I work with, like in my programs, like the Nest or at my retreats or my one-to-one mentoring, the Quest and stuff like that. There's a lot of people that will say that they kind of suck at like asking for help, that they have become self-reliable and self-reliant, which I think is powerful and important. Yes. And it can also tip into like a trauma response of not feeling like other people would be willing to help you, and that to ask for help is weak, or, you know, just, it's just easier to do it yourself. And I also see it in people who have kind of like a perfectionist streak, where it's like, I'm the one that has to do it, because if I don't do it, it won't get done right, et cetera, et cetera. So when I see this pattern of always wanting to go it alone, not asking for help, not raising their hand, not like, you know, they want to handle shit. They don't want other people helping them. I can do it. How are you? Fine. Well, it's clearly you're not fine, because I can tell by the tone of your voice. But you know, double A medheads, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. So when I was thinking about this concept of why go it alone, and why going it alone is not the answer in a lot of ways. And I it reminded me of something that I had heard before from a business coach at one point. And I heard this, and I'm kind of expanding on it, okay? And it's this concept that, and I think it's been around for a while, but it's about this idea that has to do with business, and it is applicable to business for sure. And I'm also applying it to people's personal lives. Okay, so when you try to go it alone, and trust me, I am an expert at this. I have tried to go it alone most of my life, although I have sought out, right, in the beginning through books, because at my age back then, there were no coaches, right? Like what we had was books and cassettes and in-person workshops where you would drive somewhere to hear somebody speak or whatever, right? Now we have 1,000 ways to find our teachers, our coaches, our mentors, like whatever. But back in the day, like you had to do it yourself. So back then, the approach was always like hard work, right? So these are the four concepts that I'm going to kind of talk about. They're hard work, guesswork, frameworks, and then teamwork. And this is I'm going to take you through each one. So in the beginning, whether it is you are trying to grow a business or change yourself, maybe there's a habit, maybe there's a pattern, maybe there's a story that you keep telling yourself, a way of doing things, a way of behaving, these unconscious patterns that keep showing up in your life. And whether you feel like you are self-sabotaging yourself, you're getting in your own way, you feel stuck, whatever the thing is. And again, this can be applied to both business and your personal life and relationships, et cetera. We tend to start off, first of all, with the hard work, right? It's just like, I am going to like bang my head against the wall until I figure this out. And I'm just going to work extra hard, you know, work harder than everybody else. And I'm just going to grind and hustle, like all those things, right? And especially as the child that grew up in like a blue collar community, right? Hardworking Milltown, Lawrence, Massachusetts, right? Hardworking people, man. And so we don't shy away from hard work. And we also just kind of came up with the thought process. It kind of got drilled into our DNA that things don't come easy for people like us. If we wanted anything, we had to work hard, like hard work. Hard work is going to figure all this shit out. And it's like, hard work is great. I'm not afraid of a little hard work, right? And I think there comes a point when what's making it so hard is you're refusing to get help or ask for help or look at it from a different perspective from, you know, a teacher or somebody, a mentor, somebody, a coach, whatever, who has gone before you, who has already kind of mapped that territory and has done that terrain, right? So there's the hard work. And then the next step is like, oh, there's hard work. And then it's like, okay, maybe I'm getting a little momentum. I'm changing a little bit, or I'm growing a little bit, whatever the thing is. And then there's guesswork. The guesswork comes in when you try to copy what other people are doing. And you're kind of like, oh, well, so-and-so created, you know, this thing, or they created this funnel, or this is how they write their emails, or this is how they talk to their kids, or this is how, you know, they work this problem out. And so you're kind of trying to take on other people's things. Where they're like, you know, like you see it online. It's like, oh, guaranteed to six-figure months and like all this bullshit, right? Just makes me want to stab myself in the eye with this pen. Oh my God. Okay, and we're back. Okay. But with that, it's like, oh, I'm just going to try a bunch of different stuff and cross my fingers that it works. It's all guesswork. It's like nobody knows what they're doing. They're just trying shit. And while I am all for experimenting, I think business and life, it is a big classroom. It is a lot of experimenting. And a lot of times I don't know how I feel until I fuck around and find out for myself. This isn't that. Like the guesswork is just kind of like going like, because to me, when you are experimenting, you're doing something intentionally, right? Like you kind of know the components, you know what you're doing, for how long you're going to do it. You're going to track the outcomes, like you're paying attention. Guesswork is just like flinging spaghetti at the wall and hoping it sticks and going like, oh my God, like, I don't know, fingers crossed, I guess, you know what I mean? So there's the hard work piece when we're trying to go it alone. And then there's the guesswork piece. Okay. Then what actually starts to become helpful is this next step, which is called the frameworks, which is how I kind of think about when you finally get yourself some support. And whether that is, again, reading books, listening to podcasts, you know, checking out studies, getting a coach, getting a mentor, spiritual mentor, somebody like myself, whatever. And then we can start to bring in some frameworks. We can start to bring in some spiritual practices. Like I'll just use myself, for example, some spiritual practices. Some neuroscience tools, right? Some subconscious reprogramming tools like hypnosis and some ways to regulate your nervous system, right? And tools, practices, and then resources like cultivated resources. And these are all things that I do with my clients and for my clients and for the people who join things like The Nest, is I curate a bunch of resources and I say, here are these books, check out these podcasts, here's a link to this. And I also obviously share my own wisdom of having, you know, 55 years of lived experience as well. So you can see it starts really hard, the hard work, and then there's the guesswork, and then there's, ooh, some frameworks. And with the frameworks, sometimes even still, you're going it alone. Again, because you might just be reading about them, or maybe you get somebody's daily email, or you're reading like somebody's book or whatever it is. So, but frameworks can be wicked, wicked helpful. But then there's like teamwork. And this is kind of the heartbeat of what I'm getting at today on the show, which is teamwork, right? They always say teamwork makes the dream work. And there's a reason why. Now, look, I always say in this spiritual work, in personal development, whatever we want to call it, mindset work, people call it all kinds of different things, right? But for me, it's all spiritual work. Even though the mind will be involved and the body might be involved in the and et cetera, right? So those four layers I always talk about, right? The physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. To me, they're all kind of connected under the spiritual. But I know that when we go together, meaning we don't try to like, you know, do it all on our own all the time, because there is something beautiful about figuring some things out for yourself. You feel really good about it. It's like, hey, I did it. Like, that's great. Personal accomplishment is great. But we get a lot farther sometimes, right? When we will share the work with others, when we get to be in a group or a community with other people who are doing either similar work, because it lightens the load. When we have shared experiences, it lightens the load. You get also like human connection, which is so important. You get to hear the collective wisdom of what other people are trying, what they've tried and how it's failed for them. And it's not somebody else telling you what you should do. It's just that you get access to, it's like beehive, right? You get a lot more buzz. You get a lot more opportunities to see different people applying things and going like, oh, that sounds like it resonates with my heart. That sounds like it makes sense for me. And I remember watching a show recently, and one of the characters was really struggling with something, and she didn't want to tell her father. She didn't want to tell her best friend, the people closest to her. And she's like, I didn't want to burden you with this. And they were like, but don't you understand? We love you. This isn't a burden to us. And when you share it with us, then I get to carry part of it for you. Like I can walk along beside you, right? And to me, this is the whole point of community and why one of the big reasons why I reopened the nest is because I know so many people are going through such difficult and challenging times right now. Even just some of the people who've come back to the nest this past year when the nest was closed, like some shit went down, you know what I'm saying? And it's not just them, it's just humans, human life. I always say like this being human is like an ongoing problem, right? It's like every day, like, you know, every day something new shows up and it's like, what's today going to bring? And it can feel a lot easier to kind of navigate this human experience when you have support and help. Okay, so I want to read something to you. I want to read something to you that one of my teachers, he's no longer with us in physical form, but he's always with me, I believe. He talks about it like this. So I'm talking about teamwork, like spiritual fellowship, right? Specifically in this case, I'm talking about like the nest, the community, the group. And he says this about spiritual fellowship, and I friggin' love it. He says, the spiritual aspirant must swim upstream against the current of habit, familiarity, and ease. And what he's saying here, and I'm going to just speak a little bit and then I'll read the whole thing all the way through without my commentary. But when you're trying to do spiritual work or you're trying to do personal development work, and when you're trying to grow, when you're trying to transform something, when you're trying to gather more tools so that you can navigate your life with less frustration, with less fear, right? And to be able to move through the world with more fun and flow and freedom. That's what I always say. And so often, you know, we're bumping up against shit within ourselves. And I've said this before, but I really want you to let this sink in. At least 95% of everything we think, say, and do comes from our subconscious. We are not even aware of why we think what we think, say what we say, and do what we do, and why we believe what we believe. We just are almost like on this loop of telling these same old stories, getting in these same old situations, right? And believing with this, operating from this ego mindset of fear, which is the realm of like scarcity and sickness and shame and sin and blame and like, you know, all this stuff of like separation and specialness and all the shit that gets us into trouble, right? All the stuff that makes this whole human experience like really choppy and hard sometimes, you know? So when we're trying to kind of like polish ourselves, as I would say, like take off the sharp edges, when we're trying to show up like in being better humans, it's really helpful to have, you know, other people who are going with you on the journey. Because when you are trying to stop doing those subconscious things, when you're trying to become more aware and wake the fuck up and like realize like who you've been and how you've been, especially when they're not in alignment with the truth of who you are, it's like, Jesus Christ. And then all of a sudden making a decision like, hey, I'm going to try to be better, do better, think better, speak better to myself, to others, be more kind and less violent in the way I'm showing up in the world. You know, when we're trying to go against the grain of our old conditioning, it is not easy. And this is what Ashwaran is speaking to. Okay. Let me read this again. He says, the spiritual aspirant must swim upstream against the current of habit, familiarity, and ease. It is an apt image. We know how the salmon fights its way along, returning at last to its original home. Those who set out to change themselves, and if you are listening to this podcast, sorry, if you're listening to this podcast, I know you are on some sort of a journey to change yourself. Oh, you wouldn't be listening. Okay. Those who set out to change themselves are swimming against the relentless flow of the selfish life. truly, we need every bit of support we can get. We need friends, loyal companions on the journey. We have to do the swimming, of course. Nobody else can do it for us. But there will be an easier and swifter passage if we can swim with those who encourage us, who set a strong pace and will not stop until they reach their destination. Ugh. Every time I read this, I just think like double amen hands, yes, and alleluia. Especially this last piece about nobody can do it for us. Yes, we know, right? We love to be hyper-independent and do it all. We love to go it alone. But why would we continue to do that when we know that there is a better way, an easier way, a more fun way? Like, why would we keep doing that? It's nonsensical, right? It makes no sense. In fact, I'm not going to say it's stupid, but I will say that it's patterned and habitual. And if you're recognizing yourself in any of this, it's good news because you're hearing it. Like, it's finally like going like, boop, like you're like, yes, this is me. I might want to take a look at this. I might want to make a different choice. But this piece, it will be easier, an easier and swifter passage if we can swim with those who encourage us. Let me tell you this. People in the nest are some of like, I am like numero uno, like number one cheerleader of humans. I love, love, love to encourage and support humans as they are walking this path. And you also get another whole group of beautiful humans who are cheering you on as well, who are supporting you on this. You also want somebody who's going to set a strong pace. Again, that's me as the group leader, kind of driving the pace of things. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm going to rush anybody through their emotional experience. People take their time. You grieve at your own pace. You forgive or not at your own pace, right? It's not about rushing people, but it is about being steadfast. It is about setting a pace where it's like, hey, we're not here to sit around and navel gaze and feel sorry for ourselves and just relive all our traumas. We are here because there is work to do. And I'm going to walk along beside you compassionately. I'm going to be loving, but firm. You know what I mean? Okay. And we will not stop until they reach their destination. And that's one thing I will say about myself is that I am determined, right? Those five D's of DSP, you've heard me talk about the daily spiritual practice, daily dedication, determination, discipline, and devotion. That is me in a nutshell. I am not going to give up. I'm not going to give up on myself. I'm not going to give up on you, but it doesn't matter that I don't give up on you. Hopefully, just by being in a group of fellow people who are doing this work, you will not give up on you. That's what I find most important and interesting. And so think about this again. You've tried probably the hard work. You have probably tried the guesswork. You have possibly tried some frameworks. But have you really gone all in on teamwork? Have you found somebody, like not singular, like even if it's one other human, right, who is trying to make strides, who is trying to? And it's not about becoming this thing. So much of this work is about unlearning, unbecoming the bullshit that you aren't. It's about removing the blocks and barriers to love. It's about like clearing away the clutter and lifting the veil of the illusion of separation so that you can remember that you are love itself. You are one of God's kids. You are innocent and holy and whole and amazing. So the work isn't about, I've got to do all these steps so then I'm worthy of love. It's like, no, 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 no. This is about removing all that bullshit that keeps you from seeing that you are already worthy and lovable and capable of loving, you know, being loving and capable of love. So important. So I hope that if you're recognizing something about this and you're like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I have tried to do it all on my own. I am feeling like I'm kind of spinning my wheels. I am kind of in the same place. Or maybe you've seen a little progress or whatever. But look, from my heart to your heart, if you're sick and tired of trying to figure it all out by yourself, you don't have to. And the thing about the nest, and look, I'm talking about this now for a reason. I'm going to tell you in a moment, right? I'm starting to wrap this up. The nest is like $50 a month, okay? It's like that is less than a small black coffee. I don't even drink coffee, but I did the research. It's less than a small black coffee at Dunk's, at Dunkin' Donuts, right? A day, right? And look, it's a monthly thing. You sign up, you come in, you dig it, you stay. You don't dig it, you friggin' leave. See you later. But there's some amazing things that are going to be happening in there. And one of them is twice a month, we have group mentoring calls where I coach people. I do some teaching. There's some discussion. Maybe there's a Q&A, but I do that mentoring. It's just happening in a group experience, right? We're all on a Zoom call and we're doing the work. And then there's an incredible like private Facebook group where people connect and interact and engage and really cheer each other on. And they listen, you know, they're good humans. And it's a powerful, powerful place. And somebody, you know, somebody did a post the other day or left a comment the other day just saying that, you know, the Nest is one of the most powerful and transformational containers and groups that they're aware of, that they've ever known. And that's like a really big deal. And it was a really kind thing to say. And it really touched my heart. So thank you. You know who you are. So it was really lovely. So here's the thing, guys, and this is why I'm bringing it up. And this is why I'm inviting you to also get on my email list, because just like I took a pause in the Nest last year and I took a year off, I'm not saying it's going to be a year, but I am taking a pause from doing the podcast. It has been 5 years that I have been doing this sucker nonstop, right? 270 episodes. I have been going straight through it. And the reality about having a podcast that maybe a lot of people don't know is, yes, there are people who just like grab their phone and talk into their phone and then like just take the audio and stick it somewhere. But when I decided to do my podcast, I decided that I really wanted to do it right, which meant I got the expensive mic, right? Like I got the light, I did all the things, I got the mixer behind the thing. I really wanted this to be something that people would want to listen to, literally just even at the baseline level, having good, solid quality, like audio, you know what I mean? And then I also had a podcast team, right? There's a group that I have been, a company that I have been using for 5 years to help me produce the show, meaning like I do the recordings, I send the thing, I help with the show notes and stuff. But, you know, they were creating the graphics and they're creating those little videos that you see, the little snippets. And they were like, you know, editing it and putting the intro and the outro. Like, I don't really edit my show. Like, I don't go through and you know, really take out any content. What you see is what you get. But they were like putting the intro and the outro on, da da da. And here's the thing. I haven't told my listeners this before, but I have poured easily over, I'm not even saying, I'm just going to use it, but over this, $25,000 into producing this podcast. And it's not always also financially viable, right? So it'll be nice to like, and, you know, and here's the thing. This isn't the reason why I'm stopping the show or pausing the show, but it is one of the reasons why, because I recently was like, yeah, I can't keep like pouring that kind of money into the show. And some of the responses were, well, why don't you like do a Patreon or put it behind a paywall or do it as a subscription? And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, no, I do not want to have to now start making people sign up to get it and pay and do all this stuff. And then the next thing was like starting a tip jar. And you may have heard me mention, if you're a loyal listener, a few episodes back where I said, you know, if you're interested, if you know, there might be a new way for you to support the show. And what it was going to be is I was going to offer a tip jar. And who knows, when I bring the show back, maybe I will offer that people, if they feel compelled to, like I said, it's not buy me a coffee because I don't drink coffee, but I might set up a little tip jar for people to support the show. But what happened is I stopped using the company. Just strictly financially, I was like, yeah, I can't keep pouring all this money into the show, into the podcast. So I'm going to start doing it myself. So I'm proud to say that with my sweetie's help, he edited like the audio for me, that I have been the one who's been producing the show the last couple of weeks. You probably, fingers crossed, haven't even noticed that I've taken it over. Fingers crossed. Or maybe you're just being nice and you haven't said anything. The only thing that's changed is I haven't been creating those little video snippets. I've still been getting it on you know, YouTube and all that shit myself. So I'm really proud of it. But here's the deal. I have some other projects that really have been needing my attention, and they're projects that I really want to pour my full self into. And I just can't keep doing everything all at once. You know, and there was somebody who recently said, oh, you really can have it all. You know, you can be like, whatever, it's a mom or a dad, it doesn't matter. You can be a mom, you can have a business, you can do this, you can get back in shape, you can da 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 da. And my attitude is like, yeah, you maybe can do it all and have it all. Like, I don't know about having it all, but like, they're like, yeah, maybe you can do it all. And I said, but you can't do it all at once. And that's kind of where I'm at. And so the show is one of the things that I am going to put on pause. The good news is that there's 270 episodes. So if you just started recently listening, you can go back to the beginning and enjoy yourself, like have a binge, have fun, like listening. And I just want to be clear. I don't know what's going to happen, but I love doing a podcast. So I don't think that this is goodbye. I think of this more as like, see you later, alligator. See you in a while, crocodile. I'll be back. I don't know. But I have some other projects that really, really, really need my attention. It's not even that they need it. I want to put my life force, my energy, my creativity, my time, my resources into them. One of them is The Nest, of course. So if you feel like, oh no, like I'm going to miss the show, I'm going to miss hearing what you have to say, I'm going to miss learning from you, again, join my email list at the bare minimum, KarenKenney.com/signup, or come and join us in The Nest. Like I said, it's $50 a month. It is, I've heard so many people say that they're like, the level of support for the money is ridiculous. It's so fantastic. And that it's spiritual guidance for real people. Like, all you have to do is go to my website, you can read some of the beautiful testimonials. I have a ton of them. I didn't obviously put a ton of them on my website. I didn't want to be obnoxious. But if you have any questions about The Nest, please let me know. And because you're hearing this, if you listen to this on May 9th, the day that it comes out, then the night before May 8th, right, would be the first episode, the first group call that we have in The Nest. But there's always recordings. I record them and people can listen to the replay. So even if you miss the first one, it's not a big deal. Okay. But I would love to have you come join us. So if you have any curiosity, if it feels like it's calling to your heart, if you're interested, I would love that. And I also just want to say thank you so, so, so much. Like sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, for those of you who might be new, thank you for coming, giving the show a shot. For those of you who have been listening since episode one, I love you. I appreciate you so much. And it has been knowing that, like, I see the download numbers. I see who's listening. I know we're well up over like 120,000 downloads. So I know people have been listening and people love the show. And I appreciate that support so much. And if I come back, right, in time, whenever that is, hopefully not too long. And I'll keep you guys, you'll know, the people on my email list will find out first when the show comes back, if and when it comes back. I have a sense that it will be back. That's the fastest way to sign up. And I might also not be, you know, shy about creating a tip jar to support the show, because it does take a lot of time, energy. It has been a labor of love, trust me. And it's interesting too, and this is the other thing that I want to say, you know, my sweetie is a professional musician, and for many years he did not put out a tip jar. And I finally said to him, like, let me make you a little thing, like, let me make you a little sign, a little tip jar. And the second he did, we were both like, just like, I just started laughing, because people wanted to support his artistry. People wanted, above and beyond whatever the, you know, the venue was paying him, people wanted to tip him. People wanted to say, thank you for sharing your gift with us. Thank you for all the time and the hours that you poured into your craft to make this thing look so easy and sound incredible, right? Like all of it. And I was so happy for him. And then one day recently he said to me, remember when you told me to put out the tip jar? He's like, I think it's your turn. Let people who love the show support you. So we'll see. I just don't want there to be any surprises. That's why I'm talking about it now in case I come back around. Okay. You guys, I appreciate you so much. Episode 270. I don't think it's going to be the last time you hear from me, okay? But I am going to take a little pause, like I said, a little see you later, alligator, a little in a while, crocodile. But just thank you so much. I appreciate you. I love you. And remember, don't go it alone, right? Haven't we done this long enough? Haven't we, the shenanigans of, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to do the hard work. I'm going to do the guesswork. Great. But if you come join the nest, you're definitely, I'm going to make the hard work not as hard. We're going to take away the guesswork, right? Yeah, you might still have to try some things, but we're not going to be like just throwing shit at the wall and hoping it sticks. I'm definitely going to support you with some frameworks, and you're definitely going to get some teamwork, which is going to make the whole thing much sweeter and easier and way more fun. Okay, you guys, thank you so much. Wherever you go, may you leave yourself, the animals, the place, the planet, the environment better than how you found it. Wherever you go, may you, having been there, right, be a blessing. Now go on out there and spread some more love in the world. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I really love spending some time together. Now, if you dig the show or know someone that could benefit from this episode, please share it with them and help me to spread the good word and the love. And if you want to be in the know about all of my upcoming shenanigans, head on over to KarenKenny.com/signup and join my list. It'll be wicked fun to stay in touch. Bye!